From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the university to come on the air with us. I ask them what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Logan Perazzo. Welcome to KXEI, Logan.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
What do you do at the U of A?
I'm actually pretty involved. I'm a triple major studying biology, plant sciences, and Italian.
Triple major? That's...
Yeah.
Is that the first in history or is that a thing?
No, I mean, I think it's been done a few times. When I was getting my major for plant sciences, I heard that I was one of the first ones to be doing biology and plant sciences together. So it's exciting.
That sounds like a really promising combination. Is there any lab work that you're working on?
I'm in the Maisel lab doing some biostatistics studying the evolution of DNA sequences.
What is that like?
I've had to learn a lot of new skills. In the topic of biology and genetics, there's a lot of discussion about where genes come from. What I'm doing specifically, I'm trying to see what genes can be classified as actual genes because they're beneficial to organisms, and what genes are actually deleterious, so you can't call them genes. So they're bad for whatever their organism they're in.
You mean like troublemaking genes? Like
yes. Wow. Like something that would, like a gene that would make you less likely to survive. So you can't technically call those genes. You'd call them an ORF, which stands for open reading frames, which is, it's just a stretch of DNA that does do something, but it's not good.
And you're kind of looking for, what was it that made the gene turn ORF?
There's a specific type of gene called de novo genes. They appear from junk DNA. These sequences are incredibly long, and the majority of it doesn't code for anything. It doesn't become ORFs or genes. But sometimes, due to mutations, this junk DNA will turn into an ORF or gene, and that's kind of what I'm looking at. We still are trying to figure out good ways to classify whether these stretches of DNA are genes or ORFs. Because we don't know, it's hard for us to tell if they're deleterious or if they're beneficial. So if they're good or bad, everything that we are is based on our long sequences of DNA that we still don't fully understand.
But we can see it.
Yeah, we could see it.
When you are looking at the DNA, what does that look like?
I'm personally not working with actual DNA. I'm working like remote and using a simulation software. So in DNA, it's basically just long stretches of four letters. A, C, T, and G. It's kind of like binary. That's all zeros and ones. What I'm doing is I'm just looking at code and just looking at long stretches of A, C's, T's, and G's.
How do you know if something is an A, a C, a T, or a G?
All four of them have slightly different molecular structures. It's very important to understand A, C, T, and G, or if we understand what these code for and what different traits they code for, we're able to change any issues that might happen. Like a lot of diseases and illnesses in humans is because of a mutation in an A, C, T, or G in DNA. So if we find a way to fix that, then we could help a lot of people.
You're trying to understand the instructions so that you can do troubleshooting.
Yeah, that's a really good way to look at it. Luckily, I get to do it remote. I just have like a little coding terminal open on my computer. I'd like type in some commands. I open up some code and type in some things. It's very relaxing for the most part, except for when things don't go my way.
I mean, it's hard to see the future, but what are you planning for after you graduate?
I'm a pretty willing person to kind of go where life takes me. I'm hoping to actually go into grad school and study wildlife ecology or zoology.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I do. I love listening to music while working. I guess the best way to describe my taste would be like indie pop. I like Doty, Vampire Weekend, The Front Bottoms.
Yes.
Those three are probably my favorite artists.
Logan, it's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday.
I've really enjoyed my time. It's a really good start to my day.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXEI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.